This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Well, if you shop online, you may find yourself paying more state sales tax than in the past. It's after a Supreme Court ruling today in a case that's been called one of the hottest issues on the state tax front. It involves Boston-based internet retailer Wayfair and whether its online sales are subject to sales taxes in states where it has no physical presence. Joining me now to discuss the decision is WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
So, Bruce, exactly what did the Supreme Court rule, and how's Wayfair affected?
The case is called South Dakota versus Wayfair. It was argued in April, and in today's 5-4 ruling, the state won. Wayfair is now going to collect taxes on just about all of its e-commerce sales in South Dakota and the rest of the states that have a sales tax, which, Jack, you know Massachusetts has a sales tax.
It does have a sales tax, and that means some additional online companies will likely be required to collect the tax from buyers here.
Right. Wayfair has already been collecting sales tax here in Massachusetts because under the old rules, generally companies would collect taxes in places where they had a physical presence. And that goes back to a Supreme Court decision in 1992 called Quill. And it barred states from imposing taxes on catalog and mail order companies that didn't have a physical presence in a state. It allowed internet retailers to avoid collecting sales tax. South Dakota argued that was unconstitutional. They made a federal case out of it, and they took the case to the Supreme Court, and they won.
Okay, so what does this mean for the Boston-based Wayfair?
Wayfair is huge. It's now 16 years old and sells over something like 10 million products from over 10,000 suppliers. But while they fought this case vigorously, today they sent out a news release saying, quote, "We welcome the additional clarity provided by the court's decision." And then they said that they collect sales tax on 80% of their U.S. orders anyhow, and they support a legislative fix.
Well, it's not a legislative fix, but they did get clarity from the courts. What does this mean for Massachusetts? We have a similar but slightly different law on the books here, I know.
It comes down to something called, and get this, Jack, cookie nexus. What that means is last year, the State Department of Revenue passed a regulation that said as long as an internet company placed cookies on a computer in the state, that constituted physical presence. Furthermore, companies with sales over $500,000 in the state had to collect sales tax here. Today's decision essentially affirms that regulation. Here's Governor Charlie Baker.
This is a good day for states, and it's a good day for those in the retailing space who have been for many years disadvantaged because of the two-tiered system that's been in place.
So the governor was making the argument that bricks and mortar sellers have been complaining about, that people would go into stores and then buy online to avoid the tax. Bill Rennie of the Retail Association of Massachusetts, which has something like 4,000 members in the state, also welcomed today's Supreme Court decision.
Just looking for a level playing field, and we're all willing to compete on service and price. You know, we don't want the government and tax policy to discriminate against one seller versus another.
So could Massachusetts see more tax revenue from this decision from the Supreme Court?
You know, actually, it's unclear. I had to go back to a GAO, a Government Accounting Office report from last year, that estimates that Massachusetts lost something between $170 and $280 million in tax revenue. But the state's not sure of that number. One thing Massachusetts actually could do to try to collect taxes retroactively, especially with smaller sellers who weren't covered by the previous regulation, is a proposal by the governor's budget, which would free them from the look-back period, but only if they registered with the state by next July.
That's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman explaining the Supreme Court decision in South Dakota versus Wayfair and what it means for Massachusetts. Bruce, thanks.
You're welcome, Jack.